Hello, my name is Maciej Pijanowski, and the topic of my presentation is overview of secure boot state in the ARM-based SoCs. Let's start with the agenda. At first, I'd like to introduce myself and my company. Then, I will explain what do we mean by secure boot in the context of this presentation. Next, we will discuss the typical secure boot implementation and workflows. After that, we will present results of the secure boot availability research on different platforms. At the end, we should have a few more minutes for questions. My name is Maciej Pijanowski. I'm a firmware team leader at 3MDeb. I'm with 3MDeb for 5 years already. I'm interested in embedded Linux, build systems, mostly Yocto, and system security. If you would like to contact me, you can use email or find me on social media listed there. I'd like to share a few words about 3MDeb first. 3MDeb is an embedded systems consulting company. We are based in Gdańsk, Poland. One of our main goals is to promote and improve the open source solutions on the firmware and system level. Our team is mostly specialized with the UEFI, Core Boot, Linux, Yocto, and so on. Many of our solutions are from the platform security area. Let's explain first what do we mean by secure boot in the context of this presentation. We are focusing on the ARM devices only. The secure boot is a term used by vendors for a specific bootrom feature. Potentially, the term verified boot would fit more here, as the main goal of this feature is to verify the firmware before executing it. The signature of the loaded firmware is verified. During the process, private key is used to sign the firmware, while the public key is used to verify the signature. In that scenario, we are assuming that the bootrom is trusted, although some of you may disagree with that, given that, in all cases, the bootrom is a proprietary piece of code which we cannot control. The meaning of secure boot may be different in case of different architectures or in different contexts. Now, I will present the typical implementation of the secure boot. The most common way of storing the public key is to write it into the SoC in a persistent manner, usually